and your nearest AmVet service officer, or to learn more, visit amvets.org.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation about aircraft carriers with Barrett Tillman. Barrett, at the end of the last segment, we talked about the fact that the United States projects power using aircraft carriers. But as a general statement, other nations either don't have enough or don't do that. Is that true?
Generally, that's true. The British Royal Navy got out of the true carrier business in 1976 and went entirely with what we euphemistically call Harrier carriers. And, of course, the British Aerospace 88 Harrier, better known as a jump jet with the vertical takeoff and landing capability, was what the Royal Navy relied upon during the 1982 Falklands War. And other nations also operate Harrier carriers, including us. We are slowly moving away from Harriers into the new generation of jump jets with the Marine Corps' F-35 B model, which is vastly trouble-plagued. I won't go into that, but the whole program has been billions over budget and years late. But meanwhile, other nations are operating conventional, what we call tailhook, type aircraft carriers similar to ours, and those include Russia, which has one, India, which has one, China, which has one, and is now building one of its own. So both India and China got their original carriers by purchasing incomplete flat tops from the post-Soviet Russia. But now France also has the world's only other nuclear-powered conventional flat top, And that has been operational for about 5 years now.
You sort of alluded to this, but the USS Gerald Ford is about to go fully operational. Since your book is The Quest for the Ultimate Carrier, is the Ford the ultimate carrier?
In my opinion, no. It is, again, been massively over budget. It's been years delayed. And I think just this month it was formally commissioned. That is, it's entered into the active fleet. But the Ford, as I understand it, reading open sources and talking to some of the people involved with the subcontractors, will not be fully operational for an unknown period because shipboard systems remain to be completed, and also the F-35C model, the Navy version of the Joint Strike Fighter, still is not fully operational. So we're gradually easing into the 21st century version of aircraft carriers.
Now, the UK just launched the HMS Queen Elizabeth. Is it a Harrier carrier or is it a tail hooked up?
Yes, it is. It is going to operate the same types of jump jets that the U.S. Marine Corps does, and that's the F-35B version of the Joint Strike Fighter.
Okay. And China's had a carrier at sea for 3 or 4 years, but I keep hearing stories that it's not truly functional. What do you know about that?
Well, it's been in and out of commission over the years. I think they declared fully operational status, I believe, in 2012. I deal with that in the book on Wave and Wing in one of the latter chapters. But the Chinese have extra problems because of necessity. They started using Russian jets as their carrier-based strike fighters. And now the Chinese government aircraft factories are building their own versions of those Sukhoi-type jets. But the Chinese realize they still have a long way to go in reaching operational parity with any of our Nimitz-class carriers.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing aircraft carriers with Barrett Tillman. Barrett, one other topic, since we're talking about China, let's talk about North Korea. The only way we can project into North Korea that I can think of is with carriers, though I guess ground forces off South Korea, but I don't see that happening. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, as of last week, I think that we had three carriers deployed in the Western Pacific, and my recollection is that at least two were in the Sea of Japan off Korea. And I think that's largely, again, one of the carrier's historic missions, which is euphemistically called presence. And if you go back far enough, it has been described as gunboat diplomacy, that is, sending a naval unit to a potential trouble spot to get the locals to calm down. Now, whether the North Koreans are apt to calm down ever remains to be seen. Personally, I kind of doubt it because they have gotten away with absolutely everything forever. They have kidnapped Korean and Japanese civilians. They have murdered South Korean diplomats around the world. They have sunk South Korean ships in international waters. And since the first Bush administration, definitely since the Clinton administration, we've been trying to buy off North Korea with the food, oil, and even nuclear technology, for Pete's sake. So this notion that somehow the rabidly Stalinist, hardcore communist North Koreans are going to modify their behavior is just absurd. And I don't see any reason to believe that things will improve in the foreseeable future.
Well, I see things the same way you do. And, you know, we can have carriers there, but unless they're going to literally bomb somebody, and apparently we've demonstrated through several decades that they aren't going to, it's much to do about nothing. Maybe our new president has a different attitude, but man of war in Korea will be a bear. That's an understatement.
Oh, it'd be horrific.
Folks, we're going to give away a copy of On Wave and Wing at the end of the show. Stay tuned for information on how to participate in that. Barrett, how can listeners buy a copy? I assume it's available at all good bookstores.
Well, it's definitely on the shelf at Barnes & Noble, and it's also available online at Barnes & Noble's website and at Amazon.com.
Folks, it's worth your attention if you care at all about projecting power, naval air, ships, strategy. Barrett, we got just a minute. Take a minute and tell our listeners what you'd like them to take away from our interview just now.
The main thing I would ask our listeners to consider is that aircraft carriers historically have been America's trump card. Nobody but nobody has the ability to project power from the sea the way we do. And whenever you hear the talking heads on television or radio saying that we should reduce our carrier presence, just stop and ask yourself, how else are we going to project power on the world's oceans except with 10 or eventually, let us hope, 12 nuclear-powered aircraft carriers full of strike fighters, carrier surveillance, and anti-submarine aircraft? The carrier is what we call ready on arrival, and nothing else can compete with it.
Well said, my friend. Thank you, Barrett, for taking time to join us today. Thank you for a great book, and thank you for what you've contributed to our nation, not just in this book, but as a military historian. I appreciate you.
Well, that's a generous statement. Thank you, Denny.
Here's the AMVET Stand Tall Troop Report. This is where we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor this fine troop. For his acts of valor during the Vietnam War, former Army medic Jim McClellan will be the first person to receive the Medal of Honor for President Donald Trump. The official acts are impressive. But to talk to the folks in his hometown of South Haven, Michigan, where he returned after service to teach and coach, you'll find out he's been an inspiration in many other ways. His positive influence has rippled through the lives of thousands of students, faculty, and parents. McClellan taught sociology and psychology at South Haven High School until his retirement in 2008, earning him the Michigan Education Association's 40-Year of Service Award. He was also the recipient of the Wolverine Conference Distinguished Service Award for 38 years of coaching football and basketball, in addition to 22 years of coaching wrestling. Quote, in the middle of combat, you have to keep your calm, do your job effectively. This mental discipline helped me as a teacher and a coach, said McLaughlin. When things were down for our team, I would always say to myself, well, at least they're not shooting at me. Former soldiers from his company, students, faculty, and friends all say the same thing. McLaughlin's humor and his impressive singing, along with his remarkable ability to inspire the best in others, are what they remember about him. Many of his students credit him for shaping and guiding them, says former South Haven High School student James Brack. Mr. McLaughlin was my teacher and wrestling coach. He taught me to never give up, never surrender, to be the best person you could possibly be. I am who I am because of him. He is the type of man every student looked up to. He motivated you to bring out the very best in both in the classroom and on the mat. I would have run through a wall for him and never questioned why. McLaughlin's collaborative, inclusive approach to coaching and teaching is modeled after his experience in combat. He says, good leaders know how to listen effectively, and you have to listen well to understand the individual's needs of your team. Just as in combat, we all have the same mission and goal, and being an effective listener helps us work together for a common purpose. You'll learn more about Jim McLaughlin when we interview him on this show in a few weeks. So stand tall, Jim McLaughlin. Frontlines of Freedom and all of our nation's AMVETs salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking about Syria with Ambassador John Bolton. Then Laura Cherio from the Eisenhower Center will discuss her recent LPGA event honoring injured lady vets. And we'll hear about LZ Michigan, a powerful veteran-focused event that every community in our nation should duplicate. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag military history and our Armed America Report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, go outside and grab your bicycle. Ride it fast for 5 miles, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The victory in Mosul, a city where ISIS once proclaimed its so-called caliphate, signals that its days in Iraq and Syria are numbered. We will continue to seek the total destruction of ISIS.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying that the White House is celebrating the victory over ISIS in the Iraqi city of Mosul. She said the president's overjoyed by the victory of the Iraqi army and that it shows ISIS days are numbered. The death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is being reported by a London-based monitoring group. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights made the claim to several news outlets. Russian officials first reported al-Baghdadi's likely death in June, saying he was hit by a Russian airstrike in Syria. U.S. intelligence officials wouldn't confirm. And an explosion at an Air Force recruiting center in Oklahoma being treated as a possible act of domestic terrorism by the FBI. The explosion happened around 10:30 Monday night. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
The investigations are just beginning into the fatal crash of a military flight that left 16 people dead. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
According to the FAA, the Marine Corps KC-130 departed from Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point in North Carolina. It went down in a soybean field about 85 miles north of Jackson in the Mississippi Delta. Investigators say the ammunition-filled plane may have exploded in the air. Fiery debris was scattered for miles around the impact site.
A man behind bars in Pennsylvania now considered a person of interest in the disappearance of four young men. At a news briefing today, Bucks County District Attorney Matthew Weintraub said that Cosmo DiNardo was rearrested in an unrelated case. He's being held on $1 million bond. Weintraub says authorities are combing through a 90-acre property owned by DiNardo's family for clues. He wouldn't say what led them to the property. Local, state, and federal authorities, even cadets from the Montgomery County Police Academy, were aiding in the search for the four missing men. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers.